This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. He said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to globalized complexities. The Prime Minister today inaugurated the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership, Seoul Conclave, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister emphasized that steps must be taken to create a world-class governance and policy-making ecosystem by connecting with the global best practices. Highlighting the importance of Seoul in creating world-class leadership, Mr. Modi said human resources play a major role in the development of a nation. He said every Indian is working very hard to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat and the country need resources that can drive innovation and skills. Prime Minister expressed confidence that Seoul will shape leaders who can excel nationally and globally. He added that establishment of the School of Ultimate Leadership is an important step towards the journey of Viksit Bharat.
Nation building ke liye, vyakti nirman se rashtra nirman, jan se jagat, jan se jag, ye kisi bhi unchai ko prapt karna hai, vishalta ko pana hai. तो आरंभ जन से ही शुरू होता है हर क्षेत्र में बेहतरीन लीडर्स का डेवलपमेंट बहुत जरूरी है और समय की मांग है.
Speaking on this occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobke said that the Seoul is the brainchild of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and it is yet another testament to the Prime Minister's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. He said India is poised to become the Viksit Bharat. The two-day Seoul conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The inauguration will be held at 4:30 p.m. this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi a classical language status. The event will also include a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi, carrying 1,200 participants to show the unifying spirit of literature. Mumbai Crime Branch has arrested two individuals, Abhay Gajanan Shingane and Mangesh Vail, from Deolgaon Raja of Buldhana district of Maharashtra in the morning today. Both are accused in a bomb threat to blow up Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Sri Eknath Shinde's vehicle. This investigation drive has been run by Mumbai Crime Branch within 24 hours after the FIR registered by Goregaon Police yesterday. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the Narendra Modi government is fully committed to promote and popularize the eternal Tamil culture and language globally. Today, in a letter to Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, Mr. Pradhan appealed not to politicize education and rise above political differences in the best interest of the students. Mr. Pradhan said the national education policy does not advocate the imposition of any language. He said many non-BJP states have implemented the education policy despite political differences. The minister said it is inappropriate for the state to view national education policy with a myopic vision and spin the progressive educational reforms into threats to sustain their political narratives. In a video message, Mr. Pradhan said, the primary essence of National Education Policy 2020 is to bring global standards to education. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodig will face the United Kingdom duo of Lloyd Glasspool and Julian Clash in the men's doubles semi-final of the Qatar Open this evening. The match is set to begin at 5:40 p.m. IST. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Mumbai Indians at Bengaluru this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.